This is the recording of the program given to audience members attending any of Tracy Crisp's show in the Adelaide Fringe 2025 season. It is read by me, Tracy Crisp. The program is printed double-sided on two A4 pages which are stapled together. The front page of the program reads, Tracy Crisp presents one season, all six shows. It then lists the names of each of the shows, Pearls, The Forgettery, An Evening with the Vegetarian Librarian, I Made an Adult, Where To From Here, and Stitches, and includes a short quote from reviews underneath each of those. I'll read those quotes at the end of the program. The second page reads, A Note from Tracy Crisp, Writer, Performer, Producer. How it started and almost didn't. Thank goodness you didn't see my first ever solo show. You never would have come back to see the rest. Called She Wasn't Just Quiet, She Was Dead. That show was cobbled together in our apartment in Abu Dhabi during a time of grief and depression, using the 10 minutes of gold I'd wrangled as a contestant in the Raw Comedy Competition in 2007, plus a whole lot of padding. Even as I wrote that show, I knew that I didn't have a future in stand-up. I had seen examples of the kind of solo show I wanted to do, but they were trained actors, and the pinnacle of my acting career was as Grandpa Joe in the Porphyry Youth Theatre's production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I took that show to Edinburgh. As described in the show I Made an Adult, we had a brilliant family holiday, but I was fairly sure I would never be doing another solo show. Skip forward 10 years. We were living back in Adelaide and I was looking for a way to tell my mum's story. I really wanted to share the events of mum's final day. It seemed to me such a profound lesson in what it really means to live each day as if it were your last. I wrote something, showed an editor, and she said, Why aren't you performing this? This will work as a solo performance. However, remembering my Edinburgh experience, I knew I would need a lot of help. I approached Ross Vosfatikas to ask whether he would be interested in directing, even knowing that I had no acting experience. Ross was outstanding. He has a great love for theatre and his depth of knowledge opened a new world to me. By then, I had also reconnected with Maggie and she was coaching me as I had a brief flirtation back into stand-up. I asked her for advice about the Pearl script and she has been script consultant, dramaturg and director of everything I've written since. How the show's evolved. Some shows were clear to me right from the start. I had been thinking about The Forgettery, for example, for many years, and I knew that I wanted to explore memory through my relationship with my grandfather. It was fascinating to me, though, how even with this clear idea things changed. When I started, I thought that I was writing about the mechanics of how memory works, synapses, dendrites and neurons. But the more I wrote, the more I realised I was writing about how memory works on us, how it shapes our relationships, and how it shapes our understanding of ourselves. Other times, the ideas came almost from nowhere, like in the year our youngest child was doing year 12 and turning 18. I said to Adrian, I made an adult. Then I said, that's an excellent title for a show. And I spent the strange lockdown year making sense of parenthood by writing jokes about it. It must be cathartic. I can see why so many people say this when they've seen my shows, but mostly I haven't been able to write about things until I've got some distance and made at least some peace with the events I'm describing. Where To From Here was entirely different. When I started Where To From Here, I knew that I wanted to write about the reckoning that happens to many of us in middle age, the process of looking back at what we have and haven't done and making peace with our choices. At the same time, having spent so much time looking back on my other monologues, I was keen to try a new perspective, looking forward. So I put myself at this point of connection between these two perspectives. I also had this idea that it would be fun to meet all my alternative selves, That's how I came to be in a train station, meeting all my other selves. I wanted this to be a light-hearted piece, but with only a few weeks to go, I was still struggling with this script. The jokes were almost there, but somehow the story was bleak and unrelenting. It was Maggie who pointed out that all of my alternative selves were being really mean to my actual self, and it wasn't fun or funny to watch someone being so mean to themselves. I can see now that I was writing that way because I was in the midst of getting my relationship with myself in order, writing myself into a gentler and more forgiving relationship with myself made the writing of this show a completely different experience to any of the others. Coming full circle more than once. One thing that I knew that I wanted to write about was the explicit connection between my family's influence and my work as a librarian, writer, and funeral celebrant. I knew that its core would be about the place of storytelling in our lives. I also knew that I wanted to write something playful and light. It seemed natural then to go back to the librarian character I had developed during my stand-up all those years ago. As it turns out, She's Not Just Quiet was the first draft of what would become my first mostly true, slightly made-up story in An Evening with the Vegetarian Librarian. I had thought that Stitches was the second part of a new trilogy begun with Where To From Here. However, the more I wrote, the more I realised that I was bringing the stories I had told full circle and that this was the final piece. This became even more clear as I presented three pieces last Fringe, Stitches, Pearls, and my visual arts piece, Pearls Unstitched. It might seem strange that this story of my wedding dress doesn't mention my wedding, but I wanted this to be a story about the relationships women share through their creative lives. It seems right that this series comes to a close, demonstrating the enormous power in the process of stitching and sewing. As Louise Bourgeois writes, the act of sewing is a process of emotional repair. And it seems absolutely right that it ends by giving Mum the last word. I started out telling stories about my Mum Vivian, but in a very real sense, I feel like I've ended by telling them with her. A joint effort. Maggie has been everything you need in a director and a friend. She has asked the hard questions when they needed to be asked, guided gently when I was lost, and above all, she has always been ready with a laugh. With each show, there has been a moment where she said, "What about?" and the show has been transformed. I want to say the most enormous thank you to you. When you arrive, you transform the work into a show, a moment shared between us all. Thank you for bringing your energy, your trust, your laughs, your tears, your melancholy, and your joy. The next section reads, a note from Maggie McGinty, director. When Tracy told me she intended to present six of her shows at the 2025 Adelaide Fringe, my first reaction was, what? My second reaction was that I shouldn't be surprised because she's always doing mad things and they're usually the right thing. And my third reaction was, oh yeah, because it's about time this beautiful body of work was given some oxygen and space to sit together as a series of connected theatrical memoirs. The joy of this non-linear series of plays is the opportunity it presents to delve more deeply into a discrete set of human experiences, ones that we all share. As we know, The way to make things more universal is to dwell on the personal, giving our hearts, souls and brains the space to then make the connections between our own lived experiences and those of others. With these six shows, Tracy gives us the grace of sharing her vulnerability, which of course we know is strength, and offers that chance for reflection and connection, especially amongst women in midlife who so scarcely see genuine reflections of our own lives on stage and in the media. I was involved in directing all but the first show, Pearls. I assisted with the script development and dramaturgy, which was originally directed by the lovely Ross Fosfatikis. To sew these shows together as a series, Tracy and I have restaged Pearls slightly and pay respect to Ross's original vision. I hope that whether you see one, two, or all six shows, you will enjoy the experience. Whether you see them for the first time or revisit the shows as old friends, I hope you feel in the glow of the warm golden stage lights, our connections, and the collective reaffirmation of our bonds as children, parents, and human beings. The next section is labelled Credits and Acknowledgements. It reads, Tracy Crisp, writer, performer, producer. Maggie McGinty, director. Adam Hawes, technical design and support. Simone Avramidis and Chris Eiley, Goodwood Theatre and Studio. Thank you to Maria Oshodi, Extant Theatre Company UK, and Meg Riley, Access to Arts, for guidance with the pre-show notes. All errors are my own. Thank you to Claire McGarry, poster design, Jane Goldney, copywriting, and for the show images, Frank Lynch, Kate Pardy, Meg Hansen, Headshots Adelaide, Maggie McGinty, Sam Oster. I'm grateful to Art South Australia and the Adelaide Fringe for a COVID support grant for I Made an Adult and for a grant through Arts Unlimited Fund, Stitches. The final section reads, thank you to my family, to my brother Martin for trusting me with our mum's story in Pearls and beyond, to my son Leo for his openness having his story shared in the Forgettery, to my sons Leo and Felix for their generosity of spirit in I Made an Adult, to my partner and best friend Adrian, who has said yes every single time I've asked, can I use that in the show? And now I'll just quickly go back to the front page of the program and read to you the snippets. Pearls, 2018, The Jade, A Mother's Wisdom Lost Then Found. With nothing but her memories and warm-hearted charm, Crisp keeps the audience spellbound. Rachel Mead in Daily. The Forgettery, 2019, Bakehouse Theatre. If we don't remember who we were, then who do we become? Tracy Crisp's story of memory and family are so vivid and affecting in The Forgettery, they stay with you long after the theatre lights fade. Louise Nunn, The Advertiser. An Evening with the Vegetarian Librarian, 2020, Bakehouse Theatre. She wasn't just quiet, she was dead. Clever, beautifully written, the booming laughter a testament to Crisp's unique craft. Isabella Fowler, The Advertiser. I Made an Adult, 2021, Bakehouse Theatre. A bittersweet tale of broken eggs, spilt milk, and the sifted years of childhood. Her delivery is superb, her observations honest. Ewart Shaw, The Advertiser. Where to from here? 2023, Goodwood Theatre and Studio. What if you could meet all the people you might have been? The art of storytelling depends on two things that Tracy Crisp has nailed: entertainment and believability. In Daily. Stitches, 2024, Goodwood Theatre and Studio. What will you wear to your own funeral? The mixture of comedy and sentiment is unerring, with a rhythm that makes you laugh out loud and then makes you truly think. Jan Kershaw, Glam Adelaide. We acknowledge Kaurna Yuurta Myiirna, First Nations peoples and their ancestral lands on which we live and work. Always was, always will be.